Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This notification came up on my phone. Don't ask me why I have no RTE news notifications. I've had them since COVID. But this one came through this morning and it was like, the sprawling, never-ending, remember, this is RTE news, never-ending crisis at RTE has plunged to new depths and could now threaten the government. Like, RTE are reporting about RTE threatening
RTE. The government. It's like letting them know. RTE might do this. Aren't you?
It's just Ireland is such a small country that this has to happen. Hello, and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
How the fuck are you, Carla?
Oh, I'm fucking fine, Jennifer. I'm a little bit tired. It's been a busy, busy week. I'm a busy girl.
Yeah, today's a fucking mad week. I'm getting all the... Oh, 11-11, make a wish. Ling. Cross my fingers.
That's for you. That's for you, listener.
Thank you.
Make a wish. I hope they come true. Yeah, it's been a wild week. It's been a mad time. There's just something so wild about Ireland being as small as it is and having to do stuff like that.
It's like its only major broadcaster. Like I don't have Virgin Media News notifications coming through. So it's only RTE. And like the biggest, well, I'll go a bit conspiracy theorist now. Like the biggest thing at the minute seems to be the ongoing crisis at RTE. But I'm like, what are they distracting us from?
What is the ongoing crisis though?
It's just more stuff coming out about like where
Warbeck.
The money was going.
Warbeck, and, like.
Yeah, and like it's the resigning without explaining what actually happened for me.
Like, what do you mean?
Because like it's all these people are paid by basically the taxpayer.
Yeah.
Because RTE get their money from the Exchequer as well as the advertising, but like they need to be accountable for stuff because it's taxpayers' money that goes into the pot.
Mm-hmm,
so like
mm-hmm.
when people are finding out that like so many thousand euro were paid for like flip-flops, somebody resigns and then but they don't have to explain themselves. Do you know what I mean? They can just like fuck off, and they're taking these big mad packages before they leave as well. It's wild. Yeah. And like Ireland AM are loving it. I love seeing a clip coming up on my timeline where they're just like, oh, we have you in. We have to talk about the crisis in RTE. I was like, they're loving it.
They're like, oh, we have to.
It's really like, mammy, am and I being good? Am and I yeah. being good?
Yeah. Such pick me behavior yeah. from TV3. Or Virgin, whatever you want to call it now. Anyway, fair fucks to you, lads. You know, they're your rivals. You have to go out there and be who you want to be.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do, you know?
I do what I gotta do. You
know? Gotta do what you gotta do. And, you know, there's two parties in this. People were hurt. One being RTE.
Being the one that hurt.
The other person being the taxpayer. The one who's doing the hurting.
Who's being hurt, sorry.
And if you don't know that reference, that was Liam Payne at the Oscars talking about, for some reason, Will and Jada Smith.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say he was yipped out of his face.
We're going to go and say that there was something else at play there.
Yeah.
Not not a million percent sure, but he is dropping new music, and every single listener keeps sending us his like fucking Instagram. Like, it's going to seem like we're his number one fan. We get sent his stuff.
We did, so much. But we did this with Jason Derulo. We took the piss out of him, and now we're going to see him.
I know.
To be fair, like if Liam Payne ever did a tour, we would be going to see him. To be fair,
true. You'd absolutely
have to, you know,
I'd have to see them dance moves.
Oh God, yeah,
I know.
You'd have to,
yeah.
You'd have to.
We would. And I think it's real, like, especially because, okay, and this is going to be, it's not outlandish, but I have to, like, what Justin Timberlake is doing now, I feel like is going to be Liam Payne, do you know? But for some reason, Liam Payne is doing it like a decade earlier than he should be. But then I remembered that One Direction was...
Two when they started, yeah, they were 2 years old.
Yeah, but it was also 2010. So, like, they've been around ages.
The millennial's going to come out with me now. That was only 3 years ago.
Literally. There you go.
Emma Doran put out a video and she was like, oh, you wouldn't know I was turning 40 this year. And she was like, yeah, it was only like 3 or 4 years ago. And like the caption on the screen is talking about 2010.
Yeah. It was 3 or 4 years ago, I'd have to say. But yeah, so that is, I just feel like that they're the same person, even though they're not, but they kind of are, you know?
Yeah, same behaviour.
But I feel like Justin Timberlake got away with it.
Oh, that's because he was in a time where you could get away with stuff. Like, we were all misogynists.
Well, it was bro culture, wasn't it? It was that whole time was very American, and like it's like even when I think about that time, it's like when we were watching MTV, we had this conversation on the podcast when we were talking about the halftime shows, on the podcast, on the Patreon. We did another episode, by the way, €6 a month, you get 5 extra episodes where you can hear me and Jen really deep dive. But we were talking about Eminem's music in particular, because like that has not aged well, but there's so much stuff that hasn't aged well. But if you think about that time, like we were watching Spring Break on MTV, Girls Gone Wild, and like all this mad stuff just constantly going into our brains, where it was like lads could say whatever the fuck they wanted about birds,
yeah,
and get away with it, and openly and obviously sexualize them consistently. Mm-hmm. So mad.
Anyway. And I was actually, do you know what was funny? Because remember I was saying somebody wrote into the DMs, they were like, I'm fucking screaming at you saying Ludacris took a break from the Fast and the Furious set. It came up again on Sky Movies, and I was like, do you know what, I'm gonna go back and watch the Force Fast and the Furious, because we're stuck underneath Fia this week, she wasn't too well after her little vaccines, and I was watching it and I was going, oh my god, how different the Force one was. But even like, because you know in the Force few movies where they have like they're doing this like car show and it's all show offy and the girls are going around in hot pants and all this sort of stuff, but Letty, even her attitude towards some of the girls were like, you slags, fuck off, like, do you know that kind of thing? Yeah. I was like, oh my god, it's of a time, isn't
like,
it?
I've already been with you, I don't want to be with you again. It's
what? Like, no, bitch, get out.
It was like, way. I was with you last weekend and I don't never want to be with you again, Jessica. Why are we, what? I was like, yeah, Jessica. Don't give it up, Jessica. Girl.
Jessica's riddled.
Yeah, funny.
You're so right. Ew.
This should be called the unpacked. Yes. This should be called the Unpacking Millennial Culture podcast.
Oh, stop. It's wild the way we used to.
Like, I'm delighted for the kids that they don't like, well, they have to put up a lot of digital shite, but like at least they don't have to put up with everyone being told consistently
I do think we've come a long way. Like we kind of ran, so they can kind of walk now a little bit. It's definitely not the way it should be. We jogged so they can walk at a fast pace now, like.
Yeah, so they're kind of like from walking but not really.
Yeah, exactly,
they're doing something. Anyway, that's not what this podcast is about.
Yeah.
Although I could wax lyrical, believe me.
Well, we're talking about crossovers where celebrities did kind of really well outside of their own countries.
Have to go and seek fame in another country, shall we say.
Yeah. Some of the ones that I came across, though, I was like, I obviously hadn't looked into them properly before, and I still don't have all of the details, let's be real. But because it was a reading task, it wasn't a video task, Carla.
Sorry. You could have went on TikTok and put that into the search. Like, you gotta think outside the box, my girl.
It is now.
Mm-hmm. Why do I have to
just watch the people who have done the research? Oh, that's such a much better idea. Now, I have a few little facts. I'm gonna spit some little facts.
She's gonna spit some lyrics at us right now.
But you see, the ones that I came across, they already found fame in their own country and then fucked off and did kind of elder, like Brian McFadden, for instance.
Yeah,
I wanted to look into that because I was like, that'd be messy, and it wasn't really that messy. But it kind of right, so he left Westlife,
yeah,
and he claimed himself he was the most hated man in Ireland, and he was he said that after he left Westlife. He was like,
I get it, because all the young girls were like, why did you leave Westlife?
And get that. Like, I could imagine, like, I couldn't imagine being, like, face to face, you know, like walking down the street kind of gig and like getting that abuse towards me or whatever. Like, I know that we talk shit about celebrities, but the chances of them hearing this, I'm not talking about you, Lee from Blue, but the chances of them hearing this are very fucking low.
Because for some reason you are around. Anyway.
Did hear this. Well, that's because of rats. We got ratted out.
We did get ratted out, in all fairness. But, sorry, I think I understand, yeah, and to be honest, maybe I was a little young. Maybe I was a little too young. But, like, do you ever feel that... You know when Robbie left Take That?
Mm.
That was like, they had to have a press conference and people were bawling their eyes out. And it was like, you know, if you watch the Robbie Williams documentary, you see the girls being like, it's just not ever going to be the same. It's just never going to be the same. My life's never going to be the same.
I lived with one of those. That was his sister.
And it was like when what was that other big band in America? Was it Backstreet Boys maybe saying that they were splitting up, or did they ever officially split up? Anyway, there was like a few press, maybe New Kids on the Block, one of those. But it was kind of the thing where it was like, we've all to sit down and press conference this.
Mm.
And I just don't feel like Westlife were like...
Oh, Carla, we asked people to submit who they'd like to see for a halftime show, and fucking most of them were Westlife.
No, I'm not saying that they weren't big, but I'm just like, is it kind of a thing where it was like they saw it happen to other boy band members, so therefore he assumed it was happening to him, or was it actually happening to him? Because in my head, he had quite a successful career after Westlife. Like, he had a couple of Irish number one singles.
He
dated one of the hottest women in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that to me is a Rick Warren success.
This is why I was saying, like, his move to Australia was a little bit messy, because, well, like, not messy, but, like, just a hot mess and kind of a little bit gas. Because, like, he did this whole thing where, so, he was already with Delta Goodrum when he moved over, and that was just, like, an extra reason, aside from being the most hated man in Ireland, an extra reason to go over. But it was just the smell of, like, I need to go under the radar. Like, take a gap year.
Yeah, and just fuck off for a bit.
If you really want to do the music thing, take a gap year, write your album, do all this sort of stuff, and then come back. Don't fuck off to Australia and immediately try to get famous there.
No, but did he not? Okay, so he, like, let's just think about it. You'll know the timeline more, right? So he left Westlife, came back and did Irish Sun is the only one I can remember, which is fucking hilarious when you look back. And that was like, everybody was like, actually brilliant music. Someone who was not a lead singer, someone who wasn't even like a vocalist really in the group, he had like a line or two on Uptown Girl, that's all I can remember. But for somebody who was kind of like a Nicki and a Keen, just like a cheeky looking blondie, you know, let the two dark haired horses sing the lines, and then the other three are just like very good looking, clicking their fingers, you know. It was kind of, I don't know. Then, so that happened. Obviously, he was very popular in the... Obviously, Westlife were huge in the UK as well. Sure, yeah. Britain keeps saying, Britain's biggest boy band. I'm like, I don't think Louis Walsh would be okay with that.
One Direction, UK. Just fucking keep with them there.
Yeah.
You have Niall. You're four-fifths of an...
You took UK. All our footballers. Yeah. You took all our fucking footballers, okay? You took all of them. Okay? So, leave it. Leave it. But... Then he was married to Kerry. That was like a big tabloid, you know, drams, whatever else like that. They had the kids, blah, 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 blah. Then he kind of fucked off for a while, because did the solo career happen quickly after the leaving of the Westlife is what I'm trying to figure out.
It happened more so in Australia. He released stuff. Yeah.
He had a whole marriage to Vogue Williams as well. You have to remember that was shoved in there too.
No, but this is, I'm talking about straight after he left. This was from 2004 to 2000. It was 7 years he lived in Australia for.
Nobody wrote Vogue after Delta.
Yes. They broke up in 2011 and he married Vogue in 2012.
No, okay, sorry. In my head, Delta came after Vogue.
No.
I was like, how would that make sense? Because they were together for him and Delta, I thought were like Endgame. And everybody, and I felt really bad because that was when everyone was being like incredibly misogynistic toward Kerry Katona, where they're like, she's such a mess and he's moved on to a better bird.
No,
and
it was just. So he did all of his, and like you can kind of see his career started waning. He like the first two or three singles he was like, did well, and then it all just started falling off a cliff then, you know, same with his albums and stuff like that. They were good to begin with, and then people just lost their fucking patience with him then. Do you know what I mean? But then when he came back from Australia, and he like another reason for that, like he did a few appearances like judges on stuff, like, you know, the same around beating, like he did the bit, but like he came back and his thing was like when he was getting interviewed and stuff like that about Australia, he was just like, oh, it was horrible. I didn't like living in Australia. It was just like, I missed out on my kids growing up. And I was like, there's just a like, it gave me the kind of vibe where it was like, I'm moving to Australia. You have two kids. At grand, I'll see them every weekend. Like, did he not fucking realize?
I have to do it for my career. I'm like, your kids are okay.
You did it for Delta. You did it for the G. Like, I was just kind of going, it was just such a selfish fucking decision. And then he came back and he was just like, yeah, it was too far. It was too far. It was too long of a journey away from
7 years
kids.
To figure out it was too far.
You have 27 years. Yeah, you have fucking kids. Then they were young, really young when he left. And it was like, how did you think this was going? I say fair fucking play to Kerry for sticking up with it.
But this is what I mean. This is, again, how bad the media was back then, that we were all like, oh, you know, Kerry sacked off there and him after running, as if we weren't like, why the fuck have you left to go to a different continent and left your young children at home and thought that that was okay, and then continue to fight your ex-wife in the media to make her look bad, you fucking mad yoke.
Dickhead, like real Justin Timberlake energy off, like Justin.
And we were literally like, yeah. Yeah, the whole world. Yeah, go for it.
Oh, it was just mental. Like, so he did kind of did all right over there. Probably not like, you know, not kind of Catherine Ryan in the UK all right. Do you know what I mean? Just kind of a little bit all right, and then came back and looked like a fucking idiot. Then he did Boy's Life, and, you know, he's married to a PE teacher now. And yeah, grand. That's what you need. Like,
sorry, you forgot he tried to fight ISIS. You forgot that.
Oh, fucking hell, do you remember?
You forgot that. I can't believe you brought him
like, I was concentrating on his time in Australia, and it just, the biggest thing that stuck out to me was him realising that was real far away.
Reading it gone, Australia's mad far. It's a real long
mad
country.
Far. Real mad far. Yeah.
That's like real mad far. You're wild.
Way too much to be visiting. Like, and I mean, he, like, because I was kind of going, so he would have lived in, I don't know what his situation exactly was before he left, because I know he was split from Kerry. So he knew of the having to fly to see her kids, because he would have lived in Ireland and they would have been in the UK anyway. Mm. So like an hour tops of a flight to go and see her kids, or vice versa, whatever the situation was. And I was like, did he think the same thing? It was like he was going to France. Did he think he was going to fucking France? Like it was Australia. Did he think it was the same thing? Like, grant, be grant.
Like, maybe?
I'll just fly around the back of the earth. That'll be quick. Like, what did he think?
I'll just take the shortcut. I'll just do the short way. Yeah. I don't know. That's mad. I completely forgot that he had very young children.
Very young children.
Like, at that point in time, it's like, decided that he did, that he did, that, I don't know, God knows. Because he is active in their life.
He is, yeah. That's it. Like, and they kind of, I think they kind of co-parent now, although Kerry will still get the good few digs in, which fair fucking play, were like.
Absolutely. See, yeah. Like, now that I, like, now that I'm really thinking about it, fucking hell. She had a rough L ride.
She did, yeah. So, yeah. I'd love to do actually a deep dive on her. Just her life, because it's been mental, like, and she did get that kind of shit in the press. Real kind of Jade Goody type of
treat. Real, like, misogynistic press where it was like you couldn't be a woman in general really without getting attacked by them. No.
And you couldn't like stick up for yourself and your shitty ex or your shitty baby daddy for without looking like a fucking psycho.
Yeah. Genuinely. You
know, that kind
mad.
Of stuff. That kind of.
Yeah, because I remember all the stuff. It was like, she's just so filthy jealous of Delta Goodrum, wouldn't you be? Look at Delta.
I thought she was a fucking raging lunatic.
And yeah, I was Kerry.
Like, yeah, I was like, oh, what a fucking messy bitch. Like, that's what I used to think.
I know.
It's just.
It's crazy. The stuff that we used to like let happen and let go on is really pathetic.
Oh no, we need to fight that patriarchy. We need to.
I'm sorry, by we, I don't mean me and Jen. We weren't the
graduation. We didn't have a podcast then. We didn't, no. Well, it's just in general, like you say, the UK media, sure. Like, they still fucking put up cellulite shots of girls on the beach.
It's That's like, wild. That's so embarrassing. But I'm like, who's clicking on that?
Yeah.
Who is clicking on that?
Lindsay. Mermaid or Jay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But she now, like, she'd be only doing it for the crack. Like, she'd be actually taking the piss out of the article itself, I'd say.
Yeah, because it was absolutely mortifying. But yeah, so that's kind of like, that's a perfect example of what we're talking about here. Someone else that I really want to talk about, because I found this mad, because I really, you know, when people get put into, you know what we were saying about Black Eyed Peas, about Apple the App and Taboo and how lucky they are to like, just kind of, heaven. Yeah. Good time! Yeah. And do their little bits and bobs. Although we've also deduced that Taboo is a very, very beautiful man.
Yeah. He should have been delayed. William should have stepped aside and let Taboo in.
Off somewhere and just do the producing. Anyway, but I loved when you'd see someone, a band would break up, right? Mm. And like, one of the people who was never the lead, like, and what I'm talking about here is the Pussycat Dolls. Okay?
Yes.
Kimberly Wyatt, fair fucking play, babe. Because she made a career out of just being able to put her leg over her head.
She did.
She bashed out a full career in the UK.
Yeah, to be fair. And do you know
Miss
what it was?
Thing new.
But to Miss be thing fair, new. Like with the Pussycat Dolls, and it was only ever, I wouldn't have known them by name. I knew Nicole, she was the lead, and Melody, just because she had like banging, like,
she had a great voice.
Well.
She kind of did. Wah, wah. Yeah.
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 She was very Michelle of Destiny's Child fame. Like, could sing, but didn't really have that. No, not really.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. It was kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. But like me, I'd be the same. I have a fucking banging voice, no, but really I can't work.
That's the problem. That's the That's only the problem. Problem that Flex didn't reach their dreams.
I'm telling you, you know, so fucking stupid. But, she did, and I think because the Pussycat Dolls, to be fair, they were put on such a pedestal, and they were, always got confused, were they the stage Pussycat Dolls? I don't think they were just like.
So some of them were and some of them weren't. Yeah. Kimberly was a stage Pussycat Doll.
Right, it always confused me. You know, like the Chippendales, that's what the female version of the Chippendales was, the Pussycat Dolls, like real sexy ladies on, and then there was so much confusion, were they the stage people? Is this just a band? Did they buy the rights to the name? Whatever. But they were so famous.
They were so outrageously famous. But that was because, again, at that point in time, that was everything.
What's going on.
Like, girls singing about how hot they are and how much you want to be them and how, like, they could take your man off you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And you'd be like, yeah, sure, you could.
Exactly. But because they were so famous, I feel like anybody with the, like, you know where their name comes up in the corner of the screen and then it says where they're from underneath it and the Pussycat Dolls comes up. I feel like any of them could have made a huge career in the UK because of that.
Well, I thought it was interesting because some of them just kind of left and were like, nah, fuck this, I'm not doing this. And I was like, brave, when you're in the biggest girl band in the world, like, you must have such a sense of like purpose and self, because a lot of people, as we have seen, would just stick around and go along for the ride. Yeah. Now again, money, like they probably weren't even making that much money because obviously the deals back then were shite, you know.
And the record companies were so shady and all that, yeah.
Yeah, and you were probably just being touted around, got some few, like nice free clothes and stuff like that, but you probably weren't earning that much money.
I'd say they weren't as bad as the bands in the UK, like or Ireland, or like they wouldn't have gone like Westlife bankrupt. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
They would have gotten a bit more just because it's America, and I just feel like that. Well, that's the impression that I get.
Yeah, fair. I just think as well, it's like, I don't know.
I'd love to know what the rest of them are
doing. I don't know.
How are you keeping?
Well, and that's what I always thought was interesting, because I remember Ashley, the other blonde dancer in Pussycat
Dolls, the big eyes.
She was dating, yeah, with the huge eyes. She was dating that guy, Kenny, and he was on Dance Life, which was like an MTV series, like following dancers. They were trying to do, at that time, they were trying to do like a fucking making the band for everything. And at that point, they did this thing called Dance Life. And that guy, Kenny, is quite a famous dancer. He's a famous choreographer now. Back then, this is like 2005, 2006, he was in it. And they followed like five or six different dancers, like trying to like essentially earn a steady living wage on being a dancer. And she was dating him. And I remember that was the whole thing. He was like, yeah, I'm Kenny, blah, blah, blah. I really want to be known for my talent, but a lot of people know me as being Ashley from the Pussycat Dolls' boyfriend. And I was like,
love that.
No one knows Ashley from the Pussycat Dolls, so no worries.
I would have.
No, you'd know her, but I didn't know her name was Ashley.
Oh, you wouldn't have known her name, no.
No. That's what I mean. I was like, I don't. Yeah. And now, it's cool to see him. Like, he did that huge, you know, the way the year, or like, was it not the year? Maybe 2017, 2018, MTV, one of the music awards or something, did that huge Michael Jackson tribute.
Mm, yes.
He was one of the main choreographers for it and one of the main dancers. I was like, there's your man, Kenny.
Very good.
And he's now, shockingly, this is so wild how I know this, married to, do you remember LMFAO and Party Rock?
Yeah.
You know, the girl who just went, get up, get down.
No way.
Lauren Bennett, yeah. And she was in Robin Anton's other girl bands. So this is how it all comes full circle. Got her start in one of the 99 million girl bands that Robin Anton tried to do, including GRL of Ugly Heart fame.
Yeah.
Jeez. Do you remember good old Ugly Heart? Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was in loads of, and she did, was in, I think she was in a different version of like the Pussycat. Like she was in a million of them anyway. She was like Robin Anton was like, I'm making another girl band. And Lauren Bennett, who's from the UK, was like, sure, perfect, lovely, I'll be in it then.
Right.
So yeah, there you go. Everything comes like full circle. But
America's answer to Louis Walsh. He's still fucking making bands, bless him.
Who, Louis? I know. Yeah. God bless him. But yeah, so Robin, yeah, so I thought that was mad. I was like, look, he dated one pussycat doll and now he's married to an adjacent pussycat person. Yeah. Robin Anton universe. To be honest, I love the Robin Anton universe. It's insane. Like the stuff that went down. Anyway, but I thought that was mad. Back to, this is not about Ashley, this is about Kimberly. So Kimberly, good on her, came over to the UK, and that's where I'm like, imagine the drive that you'd have to be like, I'm going to go to another market, because they're kind of desperate for being, for like D-list celebs. I'm going to go and be one. No?
No, when you said, imagine the drive, I was like, did she drive?
Jen.
Did she drive?
Did she drive to the UK? Did she? How did she get there?
I just, for a split second, that's what I thought you were saying.
But like, I'm very in delusional. A way,
I'm very delusional. Yeah. Sorry, it's been a week.
You are very delusional too.
Yeah, I am. To be fair,
but like, fair fucks to her. So she, after being in the Pussycat Dolls, she has done. Are you ready for the list?
Her and Ashley Banjo are like besties, aren't they?
Yeah. Okay. Because there was that, she was a judge on the British dance series Got to Dance. Remember that? And had that hot guy from Coyote Ugly was the other.
Yeah.
I know everybody's like, how do I know his face? I'm like,
actually, yeah. I think I was probably thinking that up until this day. Not enough to be asking you, but
Adam something? I don't know. Beautiful, yes. Beautiful man. Mm-hmm. Australian, great dancer, love him loads.
Yeah.
actually, I really want to rewatch Coyote Ugly because I was screaming out Leanne Rimes there.
I did it at Christmas.
Oh, I'm so jealous, Tyra Banks.
Yeah, I know.
So. I love it all. So she was on, she did a comedy series called Poor Paul. She then did Got to Dance. She did her amazing song Candy with Agro Santos. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
Come and get yourself. Come and get yourself.
Yeah.
And her, and it was like Agro Santos and Kimberly Wyatt. And I was like, who the fuck
is Kimberly Wyatt?
I think I would know that name now. Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, well, she's kind of like, I mean, she's been here for over a decade and doing her thing, has her kids here and everything. Then she had another band called Her Majesty and the Wolves.
Okay.
Okay. Nothing happened there, unfortunately. Then she did another dance show competition called Live to Dance.
Okay.
She was a judge on that. That was an American one. So she was like, maybe I go back home.
Right.
And then she was like, maybe I don't. Maybe I come back. Maybe I go back to the UK. And then she also did The Jump. You know, the one that, isn't that where Spencer and Vogue met?
I have no idea where they met.
I think they met on one of those reality TV shows. I think it was The Jump.
Right.
It wasn't Dancing on Ice anyway, so it was one of those. Then she did Celebrity MasterChef. She also did another dance show called Taking the Next Step.
Right.
And then she also went back and did the, sorry, she did the CBBC series Almost Never as well. She played a music manager in that.
Okay.
That was 2019 to 2021.
Jesus, right.
Good for her. And then she went back to the Pussycat Dolls.
Are they back together now?
No, then they broke up. Do you remember?
Yeah, okay.
And she went back. Do you remember they were supposed to do the tour and then it all came that Nicole was going to be paid a lot more money than everyone else. And then
Nicole
put her own money in or something like that. And
yeah.
Do you remember they did React and they went on the X Factor in the water and it was and they were doing all the dancing and the swishing of the hairs and they all looked fucking great.
When was this, in the last 2 years?
To 2021.
Oh God, no, I don't remember that. I stopped watching X Factor in like 2012, I think.
Or sorry, 2020. Apologies, 2020.
Right. Okay.
So yeah. Oh, do you not remember that? That was a great song. Actually, it was very old school Pussycat Dolls, but in a cool way. Like you didn't think it was an aff. You were actually like, I'm dancing to this. It was actually a banger of a tune.
2020 was a weird year for me, Cara.
Yeah, it was a weird year for everybody, I think, Jen. So yeah, so she went and did that, and then finally her last thing that she has done was she was on Dancing on Ice in 2022.
Right, okay.
There are 99 shows going on there.
Yeah.
And I think she said that she would do The Jungle.
Yeah, I'm surprised she hasn't already been on it.
Yeah, there you go. And oh yeah, she married a Brit anyway, so a model. Okay. British model.
Lovely.
So she was like, do you know what? The UK are embracing me. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
For the next. So fair folks, because God knows what any of the other girls are doing, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Catherine Ryan is another one.
Oh, yeah.
That she like came from, well, she wasn't American, she's Canadian. Now, to be fair, I didn't realise she came over when she was so young. like she's over there a good 15 years now. I don't know why I thought she like only came over in the last few, only came over, I'm not in the fucking UK, but only went over, you know, in the last few years, kind of like last 8, you know?
Really?
Would you know? Yeah, I like she kind of went over when she'd done college and stuff like that over, and her mom and dad it split up, and so like she was in kind of,
sounds like it was awful.
It was awful. She was in school and that, but then she came over, well, she went over to the UK and did a few courses or whatever, but then she just ended up getting into the comedy scene here, but never went back to Canada to try it.
Yeah.
It like, just got really fucking big in the UK.
Well, would you bother?
No, you wouldn't. But I'm just saying, it's so funny that Catherine Ryan could go home and like nobody would.
And be a no one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she would go home and she, like, obviously she could do open mics and stuff like that. But she just got so big in the UK that it was like, what's the fucking point? Because she has a show out now called Parental Guidance, where she has 3 kids. And she had, like, so she had her first one when she was 25. She thought she was going to be going through perimenopause, like, at a really early age. So she wanted to get her kids, or, like, she wanted to have a kid before that happened. There was, like, there was a reason why she had a kid so fucking young. And, like, her daughter now is, like, she's much older than her other 2 kids, because Fenna and what's our little boy's name? I can't remember what our little boy's name is, but she was basically pregnant for the last 2 years. But she's going around to different families now. This is her, it's a show on W. She's going around different families now, seeing how they're raising their kids, because she's saying that she's kind of like not really in the comedy scene anymore, and she kind of wants to get back to work and stuff like that. So she's trying to figure out how she's going to do that with the 3 kids or whatever. So she's got, it is a good show, like, and she's quite funny. But she's been on Nevermind the Buzzcocks, like 8 out of 10 Cats. She's Your Face or Mine. She's had loads of her own shows. She's 2 yeah. Netflix specials, and they're all
what?
Yeah. Like she's gone fucking hella high water. She is successful in the UK on the old comedy scene, and it just reminded me of like Des Bishop as well. Like he's from New York, and he's one of Ireland's biggest comedians, but he's gone back to New York now. He got married. He met his wife in
Annaburner, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know who she was.
I'm going to see her, actually.
Yeah, I looked her up last night. I don't know. Don't ask me why, right? I don't know why, because I'd never seen who Hannah was or what she looked like. And just because he spent so much time in China, I just expected, you know, the way Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, I just expected that family portrait. I don't know why. And then I looked her up last night and she's like this fucking man-hating feminist. I was like, what? Who the fuck? And she's like, she's very funny. She's a comedian as well. But he's over there now in New York, and he's doing the Comedy Cellar again, because he's not, like, if Des Bishop couldn't walk down the street here.
But they all do that in America, though. They all go back to their roots. They all go back to, like, the comedy stores, the comedy. Like, you have to remember, I was in LA in 2022 as Jimmy Carr hopped onto the stage and, like,
no, that's,
started material in a fucking tiny club in Hollywood. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, I get that, because he did say, like, he was on a podcast recently. It's a new one called You Must Be Joking. I will say, I've listened to it. And, like, the world doesn't need more white men with a podcast, but this is Eric Lawler and Will A. White. Do you know who Will A. White is?
No.
He is one of the funniest fucking comedians you will. And he hasn't done his own shows. He's only starting to line up his own shows now. Like, when I was doing one of the road shows with Enya, he was a support act. It was the first time I heard of him. He's always in the Laughter Lounge. He is fucking hilarious. His name is Will A. White. He's from Ballymun. He's been in Mountjoy. Like, he came out, he's been in 3 psychiatric hospitals over his lifetime. He calls it the psyche hat trick.
He's fucking there, like,
so it's, they're doing it with joe.ie, and I'm pretty sure, like, when you listen to it, you're like, this was all pre-recorded in 2023, and they're just kind of releasing these episodes now with different comedians and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very funny, I will say, and I love Willa. But he Des was on that, and what was I fucking going to say there? They were just, he was talking about it at the Comedy Cellar and stuff, and he was like, no, Chris Rock will show up at it. Like,
oh no, he was there at my one. He was there at my one. He came in because Netflix were having that comedy festival, and he was literally behind my, like, three behind my table the wall. And that's and that other guy, like, I can't remember, Bill, what's his name? Bill, he's a huge comedian. I cannot remember. Bill something. He was there. He did a set.
Was he like a man from the Ghostbusters? Bill Murray? No.
Oh, God, no. No. I can't remember. I'll find the list again, I'm sure, at some point. But that's what they, like, that's
They do drop in now and again, but it's not their main thing. This is Dez's main thing.
No, I know what you mean. He gigs, like, yeah, but I suppose, like, you know, Hannah Burner didn't start as a comedian. She started on Bravo.
Yeah, she's a reality star, yeah.
But she's actually doing her tour in Ireland this year in May. She's in Vicar Street. But, yeah, they met, I don't know how, I think they met through, like, some, you know, celebrity thing. That's kind of ended up, like, that's how they met. But they had, like, a whirlwind romance. It didn't take them long to get, like, married and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that was wild because everybody was like, I can't believe, like, Ireland now has, like, a claim to Hannah Burner. Do you know what I mean?
I honestly didn't know who she was, but then, like, like, reality shows and stuff like that, and that I wouldn't be into them as much as most people. But, yeah, he came over here. He came over here in, like, when he was 14, which I didn't realise either, because I've gone to see Dez and, like, he would be slagging people because he has the language down, he has the accents down, and, you know, he kind of said about people coming up to him, he was like, Jesus, boy, you know loads about us, and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And he's like, yeah, because I'm here longer than you're fucking alive. Do you know that kind of thing?
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just never really thought about it all that much, but when I was reading the timeline of it, I was like, actually, he's, like, he'd be, you know, he's more Irish than he is American, but he's just, it's because he grew up and he came over here, found massive success. Like, nobody in Ireland doesn't know Dez Bishop.
Yeah, true, true.
Whereas he can just kind of walk around New York and, like, you know what I mean? It's just fucking crazy to me. Same with Catherine Ryan. It's just, she's so fucking famous in the UK, but nobody at home would probably, you know what I mean, raise an eyebrow at her.
Yeah.
Do you know? And I ended up going back on a few of Dez's things, like, that he's done over the years, like In the Name of the Fada and Joy in the Hood. And they talk about Joy in the Hood on that podcast. That's how Willa and Eric got their big breaks, was that he did that show with them because he was going around to disadvantaged areas. It was originally supposed to be a concept of him plucking some fellas out with Mount Joy to start a comedy career and follow them through that. But Willa said, no, I didn't want to do that because I didn't want people knowing about me past. I wanted to try and make it as a funny man first and then tell me story under my terms or whatever. So that idea never took off the ground anyway. So he was like, I'm actually going to go around different areas. So the first one was Ballymun, and they had like six, he did a workshop with them. And by the end of it, they basically did a comedy set in the Axis by the end of it. And then he went around to Knocknaheeny. Like, there was a few different places. Like, I was like, he's around fucking years. Like,
yeah, that's mad.
And he's like, he's moved to China. He's fluent in Mandarin. He's fluent in Irish. Like, he's fucking a smart man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So it was fun. It was fun going back on that.
It was fun finding out about Desi, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone else, like, so, sorry, another thing that I think that we also have to give a shout out to is, like, UK end of career celebrities, shall we say, coming to Ireland and having a career.
Okay.
Mainly on The Voice of Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah. So on The Voice, we had, obviously, The Voice originally started with Keane Egan, Brezzy. Yeah. 5 seasons of The Voice Ireland, by the way. Mad to me. I thought I had 2.
Yeah.
Mad to me. I had 2. And so it was Brezzy, Keen Egan, Sharon Corr, and Brian Kennedy, which is like an iconic.
Yeah, Dolores O'Riordan was on that for a good while.
Yeah. So then once, who left first? Brian Kennedy left first.
Mm.
Lindsay Hamilton be devastated. She was part of his team.
Oh, God. I forgot she was on that.
I'll never let her
forget. The amount of people I know that went on to that. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
The amount of people I know that went on to that.
I know. My cousin was on it. Hilarious. Mm. But anyway, so he left and Jamelia came in.
Yes, Jamelia. Remember Jamelia,
Of like what, 2 album fame in the UK? And then, but again, like massively successful for a very short period of time, then kind of like stepped out of the limelight, had their family, and then come and be like, do a show in Ireland, kind of gas. Anyway, would love to have the money that they obviously had to kind of like throw at these people at this point in time. Then then Sharon left and Dolores came in. And then Jamelia left and Rachel Stevens came in.
Rachel Stevens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I think, did Dolores leave? All I know is that Keane and Brezzy stayed the whole 5.
Yeah. As they would,
As they would. But yeah, Goodell, or sorry, no, Dolores left and Jamelia left and Rachel Stevens and Una, Fodden at the time. What's her name now?
Healy?
Una Healy.
Fuck's sake.
Came in.
I don't think I stuck around watching it as long. Like, I wouldn't have remembered all of that going on.
And that was the last season that they did. And then they were doing an interview because they were basically, of course, as everybody is, everyone's like, Una and Rachel are now going to be like Cheryl and Danny Minogue, you know, style-offs every Saturday and, you know, that kind of shit. And they did a very famous interview where they were both kind of saying about like how, you know, Una was saying she's sisters with Rachel, you know, she was in a girl band, she loves girls, no, like, and to be honest, I can't imagine either of them ever having a scrap, you know, they just don't seem the type.
No.
But they're both asked who their favourite The Voice of Ireland winner was, because they had both just said it's their favourite show, they watch it every weekend.
Oh.
And Rachel was like, I watch it every weekend with my family, and Una was like, it's just a brilliant show, and they're like, who's your favourite winner? Both went silent.
Oh my god.
And then they asked, can you remember any winners? And they both said no.
Neither can I. Can you?
No, I didn't watch it. I'm not a judge on it. I'm not getting paid to know a show.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That is very fair. Oh my god. Yeah. Who's the other one? It's very Rachel. What?
Mortifying.
Yeah, I know. There's another English celeb who's like just got fucking always shows up. She's like Rachel Stevens. She was in, was it Liberty X? Who?
Michelle Heaton.
Michelle Heaton. She's always showing up as well.
She's married to an Irish
billionaire. What?
She's married to an Irish billionaire.
Okay, right. Well, fair play to her. Yeah. But she does show up now and again. And she's like, here's fucking Michelle again. How are you?
Yeah. She was doing a bit of that, actually, now that you say it. She was doing a bit of that. But then at the same time, like, she married an Irish bloke, so. I don't know if he was a billionaire. He's a millionaire anyway. I think he is a billionaire though. I could be wrong. But anyway, he's a very, very, very wealthy Irish man.
And is he still living in Ireland?
Yeah. I think they live in, do they live in Kerry or Cork or something?
Oh, nice. Right, okay.
Yeah, like, and they live a fucking great life on the old yachts and living their best life.
Nice.
Or not Michelle Keegan, Michelle Heaton. Yeah, we said Michelle Heaton.
Yeah, Michelle Heaton.
Yeah, Heaton. Yeah, I was like, not Keegan, Jesus Christ. No. Very different. Very different people.
Very, very different.
Yeah, no, she's married to this Irish guy because she did the whole sports thing for a while, didn't she?
She's shown up on a few of the shows, but like that, she kind of was so famous for a really short time that she's just got that name for herself now. It's just like, oh yeah, well, if she's shown up, oh, weren't we very fancy?
Hugh Hanley is his name, by the way, everyone.
Right, there you go. Hanley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that she had addiction issues. There you go.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that either.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And he has often came out and spoken about her time in rehab and being a supportive husband.
Why?
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah,
I didn't know. And she got married to him pretty quickly after, because do you remember she was with Andy Scott Lee? Do you remember three Scott Lee? Do you remember? Sorry, Fionnuala just did an episode on them, by the way.
I do,
she just did an episode on them. But yeah, there you go.
Fuck's sake. They all merge into one for me. Like,
no, I haven't actually.
Those kind of people.
The Scott Lees or those kind of
people? Elisa Scott Lee, Rachel Stevens and Michelle Heaton. I'm just like, the bang of the same energy off you, in my opinion, but like obviously not know much about them. Like, I had no idea that Michelle had addiction issues, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, there you
good go. Hugh Hanley. But another person who has kind of been rocking around Orlando. They're both mad into the gym. They're both mad into like coaching and all that other kind of stuff.
All right. Very good.
Yes, there you go.
Right, we're going to wrap this up and go and record our Patreon episode. But before we go, I have an unpopular opinion. I still would get it done. But you see them fucking vaccines. I can see why people are anti-vaxxers.
Oh my God, Jen.
She's a fucking nightmare, Carly.
But she's a baby, Jen. No, she doesn't understand.
Jesus Christ, why do this to them? Do you know what I mean? 3 fucking injections at the same time they have to get, as well as an oral one, in a tiny baby with no fat on their legs. 3 separate injections. I'm like, that's a lot.
Yeah, but then she's going to be safe, so.
I know. It's just a fucking lot. Like, I'm just, it's a flippant, don't argue with me. Obviously, I'm getting, like, going to follow through with the old vaccinations and stuff like that. But fuck me, it's a lot. They need to change the system up a little. They need to have a look at that.
Okay.
Just take a break from looking at RTE for a minute and have a look at the vaccinations and the little babies, please.
I have a call out for you, actually.
Yes. Oh, stop. Thanks a million for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. And Shaluk, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.